And so, Jesus is missing and there's no Amber Alert. They can't, hey, let me call cell phone, check on him, see where he's at. There was no tracking device to put on their car like you can today. Find out where his chariot went. And so there was no emails, no Skype, nothing. They had to turn around and go look for him, and they go from plate. Now, why didn't they check at the synagogue first? See, they didn't really know. But they go 3 days into the marketplace and other places looking for Jesus. And finally, after 3 days, they say, well, let's go check the synagogue. Maybe he's in there. And there he said at 12 years old, can you tell me why all the water in the rivers flow into the ocean is still not full? Can you tell me? You see, now you think the earth is flat, but it's not flat. For had you read the scriptures, you could see that there is a God that sits around the circle of the earth. If you read that, Christopher Columbus later won't need to go and discover America, thinking that the world is round when everyone else thought it was flat. And he was talking to these doctors and these lawyers, asking questions and answering questions. With authority. Whew, at 12 years old. And the infant mind had been transformed into an infinite mind. The finite had become infinite. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and they were all astonished at his understanding and his answers. And Jesus was being called to a higher place. Amen. From a lower room, from a manger to the temple. And from the temple, it will be to heaven. But he started out not in the temple. He started out in the lower place. And they began to, could you be the reader next Sunday? We just would love for you to be the reader. See, he was moving up. All of a sudden, now he's a reader. When he gets to be 30, he's reading for them. He worked his way into the position to move higher. Jesus was moving from the unknown to the known, from Joseph, the carpenter's son, from the son of the carpenter to the Son of God. And when they saw him, they were amazed, Luke 2:48, and his mother said unto them, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee. What are you doing? And he said to them, how is it that you sought me? Wist not that I must be up and about my father? Don't you know my mind? Don't you know where I'm at? Don't you know a little bit about me and who I am? And Jesus from that point began to silently withdraw himself from his parents till he gets to be 30 and his mother and his brethren come to see him. And he says, who is my mother and my brethren? Behold, my brothers and sisters, my father and my mother, which became the people of God. And he began to move higher and higher. And the Bible says in verse 50, and they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them anyway and came to Nazareth and was subject. Yes, ma'am. No, did you know the kids don't say that anymore? What's the problem with that? You make them say that in school? Yes, sir. No, sir. You go to the military, I think they still do that. I was raised saying, and to this day, I still say that. They don't say that anymore. You know why? The trainers are not making them say it. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And Jesus increased, and Jesus increased, and Jesus grew, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. There are three things that are necessary for you to move out of adolescence into full maturity. And it is these three things. You must have one, number one, wisdom. Solomon said wisdom is the principal thing. You can pull this down and win you $1 million all you want to. But if you don't have wisdom, you will blow it just like you never had it. Solomon said that wisdom is the principal thing. For the roots of wisdom are great choices. And when you make great choices, good things happen. Wisdom is when your mind grows before your situation catches up with your mind. It is when your mind is bigger, broader, higher than your current circumstances. It's when you have a vision beyond where you are. Wisdom creates a space for maturity, and the fulfillment of time is what brings it about. and defines you. God always makes you into something. He makes you wise so that you can become the something he wants you to be. When he calls you, it's because you have the wisdom to become that. Amen. Amen. Too many people are defined by their situation, but God defines you by your wisdom, what you can become and not what you are. God anointed David to be king over Israel, not because he was good with a slingshot. He anointed him to be king over Israel because he had wisdom to lead God's people. And David behaved himself wisely when he got to the palace. I got to hurry. King Saul looked at David and said, he's nothing but a youth. But David had wisdom of a mighty man of valor. Other people define you by your circumstances, but I'm here to tell you, God doesn't define you by your circumstances or your stuff. God defines you by your wisdom to get the stuff, to get the kingdom, to rule over other people, to teach Bible studies, to teach the adult class. God looks at your wisdom and ability to get there. Then he helps you find a way to get there. Your mind has got to get higher. And when your mind gets to a higher level, everything follows. It's head first, like a baby ought to come out. It's not natural if a baby doesn't come out head first. And the same is true if you're going to excel in life or in Christ. You've got to go mind first. For as a man thinks, so is he. You see, everything else will catch up to the way you think. But if you think low, you stay low. The guy that was sitting in the back was thinking high. He started low. Start low, think high. And in due season, due time, your name will be called. Mm. Jesus first increased in wisdom and in stature, and then his mind began to go higher and higher and higher. Stature, real quick, stature is the ongoing degree of development. Stature, the ongoing degree of development. Too many people are a statue. Mm-hmm. A statue is the configuration of something that is static. Yes, it's elevated, it's resurrected, but that's as high as it's going. It's something standing, but it can't go any higher. We need to increase in stature. Statues can't increase. Mm-mm. King David was a man of great stature. He just kept increasing. David knew how to go on and be great. But his son Absalom wanted to be great without being able to go on. And I want to read you this quick scripture. You may not even know it's in the Bible. Absalom was so consumed with himself that he had no children. Watch what he did. 2 Samuel 18:18. Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself a pillar, a statue, if you will, which is in the king's dale. And he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. And he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called unto this day Absalom's place. Too many people, too many leaders that have an Absalom's place. I don't want to be known by what I did. I want to be known what I'm still doing. Hallelujah. Even from the grave, I want to be known by what I'm still doing. I don't be too quick to put that tombstone on because I'm still growing. I'm still growing. One day I'm coming up out of that grave, you see. I'm still going up higher. You can't keep me down. The bars can't keep me down. I'm going to go up higher. Amen. And what's going with me is all the people's lives that maybe I affected along life's way, so that even when I'm in the grave, I'm still going higher in somebody else as they carry on the gospel. Luke 2:52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. And you can increase in wisdom at all you want to. You can get as smart as you want to. But I'm here to tell you, you need favor. You've got to have favor. You can be as smart as you want to. But, sir, would you please come up here? You see, he increased in wisdom and in stature, but you need favor with God and man, so that you don't always, you're wise enough to sit up here, but you're wise enough to sit back there until you're called up here. But you still need the favor of man and God. Now let me tell you, God has a way, he said, that when a man's ways please God, that even his enemies are at peace with him. God has a way of taking the boss man who hates you and promotes you to get rid of you, and that's exactly what God wanted. He'll even make your enemies promote you. Favor with God and with man. And with this favor, Jesus went higher and higher and higher. And you and I today, we all need to grow in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God. So I don't care what they think. Well, you may not, but if they're your boss, if they're your superior, you might want to start thinking, I do care what they think. Now, I close with this. If you ever do a resume, at the end of a resume, you always list what? Your favors. Those references are people that will favor you. And most of the time, when I look at a resume, the first place I go is the favor section. Who are you giving me as your reference? Because I want to know the character of the person. And many times people have asked me to give references, and I do. But there's been some people that asked me, I said, you don't want me to be your reference. Because I tell the truth. But you need favor so that when you turn the resume in, you say, talk to, whether it be my pastor, talk to my former boss, talk to so-and-so. But when you put, talk to my husband, yeah, okay. Talk to someone of low degree. No, you want one with favor. You see, that's why favor is important. And if you don't say, well, I don't have any resumes, you don't need any, you won't get the job. You need favor. Amen. I ran out of time. Amen. God bless you. I will be glad to have the Gidros back. Aren't you glad to have them back? Praise the Lord. Me too. And he'll be preaching morning worship for us. Take a quick break and we'll be back.